gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, December 6th, 2017. Welcome to Day 321. Michael Flynn promised that sanctions against Russia would be ripped up as one of the Trump administration's first acts, according to a whistleblower. The New York Times and Politico say Flynn worked with Russia on a business venture to build nuclear power plants in the Middle East until June 2016. Ending the sanctions would allow the project to move forward. During Trump's inaugural address, Flynn sent the whistleblower a text message directing him to tell those involved in the nuclear project to continue developing their plans and that the project was, quote, good to go. The whistleblower approached the House Oversight Committee in June, but Robert Mueller's investigators asked him to, quote, hold on the public release of this information until they completed certain investigative steps, end quote. Bloomberg, ABC, and NBC say Trump Jr. will meet with the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors today. The committee is expected to ask him about any Russian contacts and his communication with WikiLeaks during the presidential campaign. The voluntary appearance is Trump Jr.'s first face-to-face meeting with Congress since Robert Mueller charged Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, George Papadopoulos, and Rick Gates. Trump Jr. met with the Senate Judiciary Committee in September, and he's expected to meet with the Senate Intelligence Committee soon, although a date has not yet been set. Meanwhile, NBC News says Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya told the Senate Judiciary Committee that Trump Jr. asked her for evidence of illegal donations to the Clinton Foundation during the June 2016 meeting at Trump Tower. Veselnitskaya said she told Trump Jr. that she didn't have any meaningful information about the Clintons, at which point Trump Jr. lost interest and the meeting fizzled out. Veselnitskaya claims she was not working for the Russian government and that her motivation for contacting the Trump campaign was to convince them to re-examine the incident that led to the passage of the Magnitsky Act. The Washington Post says Trump's Voter Fraud Commission wants to create a centralized voter database. The commission intends to aggregate the names, addresses, party affiliations, and partial Social Security numbers of millions of American voters in a central location, which more than a half dozen technology experts and former national security officials say could become a target for hackers. Rules defining who has access to the database and how it should be protected have not been established. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau reversed its position on a nearly concluded case less than 48 hours after Mick Mulvaney was named acting director. The New York Times says lawyers withdrew their position on whether Nationwide should pay $8 million in penalties for misleading more than 100,000 mortgage customers. Mulvaney has also stopped approval of some payments to victims of financial crimes, halted hiring, and ordered a review of active investigations and lawsuits. The Washington Post says the wealthiest 1% of American households own 40% of the country's total wealth, up nearly 3 percentage points since 2013 and the highest point since 1962. As a result, the top 1% of households now own more wealth than the bottom 90% combined. And Donald Trump said a government shutdown could happen, blaming Democrats for derailing the process. Politico, The Hill, and Business Insider say Democrats are vowing to vote against spending legislation if it doesn't address so-called Dreamers, who may lose their ability to live and work inside the United States after Trump's decision to end DACA. They also want the spending bill to include parity for defense and non-defense programs. The House Freedom Caucus, meanwhile, said they won't support the funding bill if it includes increases in non-defense spending or deportation relief for Dreamers. The government is scheduled to run out of funding on Friday. And now to the polls. Politico says 63% of voters want Congress to avoid shutting down the federal government in order to enact policy changes. 18% of voters said members of Congress should allow a temporary government shutdown if it helps them achieve their policy goals. And now for something a little different. As I mentioned in yesterday's episode, there are a lot of cool things happening on the WTFJHT homepage. Matt's been adding some new features, one of which is the Notables section. It's kind of a rapid rundown of all the news stories that didn't make it into the main update, and we're trying to figure out ways to incorporate that into the audio version of WTFJHT that would provide additional value to you as listeners. So One of the listeners, Kelly Cosby, emailed me with a suggestion that I just go for it and just read it straight down the line. So we're going to try that tonight. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, oh well, we'll try something else. If you have any ideas of your own, please send them to me at joe@whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com. So anyway, on to the notables. The Senate confirmed Kirstjen Nielsen as the next Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Illegal border crossings along the Mexico border dropped to their lowest level in 46 years. The Supreme Court appears divided over a Colorado baker's refusal to design a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Germany's acting foreign minister said relations between the U.S. and Germany, quote, will never be the same after Trump. Britain's intelligence agency, MI5, foiled a terrorist plot to assassinate Prime Minister Theresa May. Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and Kellyanne Conway defended Trump's endorsement of Republican Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.